round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under that old black magic called in the spin I'm in under that old black magic called
Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, May 9th. Could we have roll call, please?
Member White is absent. Member King.
Here.
Member Iman.
Here.
Member Brown.
Here.
Member DeGasis.
Here.
Member Clinton is absent. Member Whalen is absent. And Chair Brands.
Here. Now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. David, are there any speaker slips and or public online that would like to do so?
If any member of the public wishes to speak to a non-agenda item, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. And I'm seeing no speakers.
Okay, thank you very much. Up first is our administrative agenda. Mary?
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members. We have a few adjustments on our agenda today. The first item, we do not have a quorum for B1 Google, so if we can get you to continue that when you get there. And then also the last item will need a continuance. So we just have two items to be heard today.
Okay. That will take us right into said item that needs to be continued. Let's have that read into the record, item B1, please.
Yes, that is 301 Mentor Drive, APN 071-140-079, Google Generators and Improvements, case number 23-0001, SCD/23-0007-DRB-23-0007-ZC.
And this one needs to be continued.
You know, Chair Branch, I just realized we don't have a quorum to continue this item, so we'll just take it off calendar and bring it back when we have a quorum.
Right. Good point. Okay. That will take us to item B2.
And that's going to be 8082 Coromora Drive, APN 073-150-012, Food Bank Improvements, case numbers 22-0003-SCD-22-0012-DRB.
Very good. Is the applicant here?
No visitation. No ex parte.
Very good. Martha?
Previous site visit, no ex parte.
I have no new site visit and no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Yep, no new visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Come on up. Very good, thank you. Hit your mic first and then go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was on already.
That's okay.
Hi. Nice to see you all today. My name is Vincent Mocha. I'm with AB Design Studio here in Santa Barbara. We've met a few times on this project, and I can refresh your memory to the extent you want me to, or we can... No? Nandi? Okay, great. So Food Bank, a little while ago, purchased 80 and 82 Coromar and are have moved their administrative offices there and are working towards approval of converting the warehouse for their operations in Goleta.
Before you continue,
yeah.
I have one question for staff. Did we have any comments that required any changes on your part from last time?
You know, I think it would be good to have a staff report to get you. Yeah, let's have Brian give a brief staff report.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to let you roll. You guys were doing great.
Okay.
I don't have much to add, actually, only that since you saw this project last, the Director of Planning Environmental Review Service Department took action on the substantial conformity determination, which was the kind of parallel permit process that's going along with this design review. And he approved that as submitted, which was the version that the DRB had recommended for preliminary approval the last time. So real quickly, that is an enclosure of 950 square feet of an existing loading dock, some facade improvements to both buildings on site. There's a warehouse and an office building with new colors and materials. A new trash enclosure, new generator enclosure, updated hardscape and landscaping, and new building and walkway lighting. You might recall the lighting conversation that we had last time as well. And I think I mentioned landscaping. So that was all I wanted to inform the board of, and there hasn't been any changes to the plan set since you saw it at preliminary because the director approved it as submitted that way. So I can send it back to you to continue the conversation you started.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
So just tagging on to that, our initial comments in the first two rounds with you guys dealt with lighting and landscape, and we took those comments, made adjustments. You guys gave preliminary approval, and we were simply waiting on the SCD clearance in order to come back to you for final. So as Brian noted, no changes to the plans. I'm happy to show you or explain any questions you might still have on the site. Let me get you to the proposed site plan, which,
and Vin, if you could tell me what page that is.
I think A002 is the simplest one to see the overall site.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if it's the same set we saw before, then I think it might be prudent to just, for the sake of kind of crossing T's and dotting I's, let's take a look at the site plan, landscape plan, elevations, some of those
of course.
Cool sections you guys had, and maybe the lighting plan real quick. And
sure thing.
Just as a refresh.
So I'm going to just give you a quick overview on A002.
Perfect.
This is the existing office building, the smaller one, the warehouse here. And most of the improvements that we've been talking to you about are facade and site related. So you'll see we're adding a trash enclosure. We're upgrading the courtyard and providing a backup generator and yard, as Brian noted, and some electrical power upgrades in the yard there. And then improvements to the entrance. You may remember, we'll get to these sheets in a second. Mm-hmm. There's like a facade treatment that's trying to unify and add some joie de vivre to the to the product. Let's jump to that. Brian, to get the vertical information, I'm going to go to A201 and 202 and talk them through the elevations, and then we'll circle back to landscape and lighting. So the south elevation of the administrative building is facing Hollister Avenue. Mm-hmm. Bottom elevation is the current one. Top elevation is proposed. We're providing some entry trellises, and the corners have these open glass corners. We're doing some solar control for them on the corners and kind of unifying that with the entry. Okay, now we are looking at probably the west elevation is the next most logical one as you come off of Hollister and into Coromar. Mm-hmm. This is the elevation you see initially from Coromar Drive. And same thing, this is the existing elevation, this is proposed. Similar treatment, we have a trellis that will get landscape vines grown onto it, which I can show you that in more detail in a moment, and these corner details. And then there is accessible ramp, so we take the trellis over that ramp as well, so that that entry sequence is similar feel. And then as you go around to the north side of the building, which is the main administrative staff entrance, where most of the foot traffic happens during the day. And we didn't talk about this yet today, but we've mentioned this before, that Food Bank is mostly a daytime operation, 8:30 to 5:30. The warehouse will have some truck access after hours, but most of the campus is a daylight operations. So this elevation, being the kind of main entrance for the administrative building, gets similar trellis and entry sequence, and there's a connecting walkway trellis which links you to the warehouse entrance. The courtyard that you walk towards when you go under this trellis has two entrances, one that is for staff to the warehouse and one that is more of a volunteer entrance where a lot of volunteers will come and aggregate in the courtyard and then enter into the warehouse to do their work. That room that they enter is called the sorting room, and we can look more detail at that. Brian, I'm going to jump ahead to the A9s, which are a little few pages further back where we get to the color imagery. So one of the kind of branding elements of this campus for Food Bank is their iconography, which is the graphics that they have for their logo or kind of part of their identity, mm-hmm. as well as planting, and there'll be a demonstration garden, and they're trying to grow as many edibles as they can on site. So this is the signage approach on Hollister to identify the warehouse from the administrative building. It's worth noting that we will have an overall signage plan that will come back to you guys on this project. This is artist's rendering of the administrative entrance on the north side. What you're seeing is a wood trellis on a steel framework with vines being grown up onto the facade and onto the trellis to create shading and interest. Mm-hmm. Same elements, a little closer, more detail. This is you may remember the front porch of that. We try to show what it'll feel like from the inside for the people working inside the office building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let us jump to...
That'd be inside looking west.
That one is north, actually.
Oh, that's looking through the north one?
Through
the main
view.
One.
Yeah.
Got it.
But yes, you're correct. And then we spent some time with you on the material palette, which is mostly wood and warm gravels and green and colored planting. So maybe that's a good segue to the landscape plans. I'm going to jump back to the landscape sheets, Brian. Let's start at L1.4. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what page that is in the PDF. Apologies. And I just wait till Brian catches up to me. The one I'm thinking, yeah, that's the one. Here's a snapshot of species and palettes. You may remember there were some changes to which fruit species of trees, et cetera. That hasn't changed since your comments. That is what we all agreed upon. And then Brian, I'm going to track backwards to L1.0. I think it's four or so pages back. This is a overall planting plan showing the key areas of focus that are being renewed. The areas that remain white are the existing planting will remain. They're pretty mature, and we all agreed that they were acceptable and well articulated for the site, actually. So this area will become the volunteer entrance, where they'll do volunteer activities here. This will also function as a luncheon courtyard for both admin staff and warehouse staff, and occasionally an event space. And this is that connecting trellis that if you were to park in this lot, you would make your way to this entrance, and then either someone would advise you to head this way, or if you're used to coming to the warehouse, you'll know that that's where you should be going for your entrance. Oh, one other item. On the west side, this portion of the administrative building has an auditorium, which will have educational, event is a strong word. Schools will come, they'll teach them about nutrition, things like that. So this entrance has a slightly different bent to it, and this is called the Nutritional Resource Center. And so there's a little food garden here where they can do demonstrations. Shall I move on to lighting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I think this way. There we go. Electrical is further back in the set, Brian, and I'm going to start on E3. So the lighting kind of follows the zoning of the site operationally, where there are some existing parking column lights that will remain. Their lighting head has been swapped out to an LED. There's some lighting that tracks around the landscape and, of course, the new courtyard embellishments. This area here gets new landscape and a new secure gate, which allows the loading dock to be enclosed after hours. So there's some lighting at that location and keypad access, and then some lights that track the north side of the property and across into what we refer to as the north parking lot. You remember there's a trash enclosure here. This is where the bulk of the secondary loading and unloading happens. Like, most of it's here, but if, say, someone were coming in a pickup truck to pick up something from food bank that they're going to distribute at their own 501c3, they would make that transaction on this north side. So we have secure gate encloses all of this space. Again, most of this part of the site is not an after hours operations. Any after hours operations that over here are motion sensors or timed lighting. anything? Any other questions on lighting or depth you want me to take? Okay, great. I will rest.
No, that's exactly as I remember it. And
thank you.
It's a nice project. So this is for final. Does anybody have any questions? No? No? How about a motion?
Chair, okay to ask for speakers on this item?
Darn it. Yes. Are there any speakers?
If any member of the public wishes to speak to this item, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. And I'm seeing none.
Okay. I'm all over the map today. How about comments from anybody? Cecilia?
I think this is a really great project and such a nice improvement to that area. And I think it's a very skillful and interesting design that'll really be, the community will really embrace it. It's, you go from what's there to this, and it's really most generous and interesting, and I'm glad it's a part of Goleta. Thank you. Thank you for your work.
Elizabeth, any comments? Okay. Jonathan?
I'm very impressed with the project. I think it'll be a great asset to the community, just as a facility, and of course the work that you do is tremendously appreciated as well.
Thank you.
Martha?
Looks beautiful.
Okay. Jim?
Nothing really, except that I think it's a well thought out presentation and it's well done. Thank you very much.
I concur. It's a great project. So you have unanimous support for sure. Well done. Okay, now we can make a motion. Someone want to take a stab at that?
I would move that we grant final design review approval for the food bank improvements consistent with the project's substantial conformity determination as was approved by the Director of Planning and Environmental Review on April 21st, 2023.
That was impressive.
I read it.
Very good.
And I'll second. And
seconded by Cecilia. Any discussion? Okay. Can we get a vote with roll call, please?
Member White? Aye. Member King?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Clinton and Whalen are absent. Chair Branch?
Yes. And the motion passes. Thank you very much. Good presentation.
Thank you very much.
Good project. I think it's going to look great.
Appreciate all of your help.
All right. That will take us to item, I guess, C1, right? That's our next.
Yes, and that is 6021 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-080-028. Continue review of Buena Tierra signage with California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption utilizing Section 15311, case numbers 23-0011-DRB-23-00515-ZC.
Very good. And applicant, have a seat. Declarations, Jim?
No ex parte.
A virtual visitation, no ex parte.
No new visit and no ex parte.
No new visit, no ex parte.
No new visit and no ex parte.
And Elizabeth, have you visited the site and had any discussions with the applicant?
Could the commissioner speak into the mic, please?
Site visit and no ex parte.
That's perfect. Okay, Travis, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. One moment, please. I'm sharing the screen. Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. The project before you is the Buena Tierra signage at 6021 Hollister Avenue. The project was previously before the board at the April 25th Design Review Board meeting, and they were comments regarding the logos of the sign. The logos have since been enlarged from 7 inches to 9 inches to increase legibility, and they have relocated the Hasbarco sign to the left to be read first. That concludes staff's presentation. Staff and the applicant are available for any questions. Thank you.
Okay, great. The floor is yours. Introduce yourself for the record and.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hit the little button right in front where it says push.
Oh, it's got to be bright green.
It'll be bright green. And introduce your name.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Milt Johns from Surf Development on behalf of Housing Authority of Santa Barbara County. Travis, thank you for that introduction. I don't have much more to add to that. I know that after your first review, you made the recommendations to enlarge logos, which we did, and move Hasbarco to the left. And so we've increased the size of those logos by about 30%. We've kept the sign and the field the same size, so there really aren't any other changes to the application other than that which was suggested by the board.
Great. Okay. Great. This is pretty simple, so I'd like to combine any questions and or comments that you guys would have. So I'll start with Elizabeth.
No comments.
Okay. Cecilia?
Thank you for your work.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your work. It's fine.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Great. Jonathan?
It looks great. I'm happy that you've came up with a better idea than I could in terms of how to fit Surf Development in there with
the
structure of that icon. It looks great.
Excellent. Martha?
I have no comments. It looks good.
Okay. Jim?
I'm still having some problems with these logos in terms of the blue and how it fades into the brushed aluminum on the background. And if you take a look at the photographs that you presented, if you're standing at any kind of distance at all, it makes it almost impossible to read those logos. At least it certainly is true, the Surf Development logo just washes out completely.
Well, that may look that way on the depiction, I understand that, but in fact it does have a significant contrast with that brushed aluminum and that blue. It does stand out significantly. And, you know, from 40,000 feet, I don't know that anybody actually reads those logos and have any interest
right.
in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our heart wouldn't be broken if nobody recognized the
right.
development word.
Right. Any other comments, Jim?
No.
I was fine with it before, and I'm fine with it again, so I have no comments. So with that, someone want to make a motion for this? Oh, God, I'm doing it again. Comments, please. Anybody? Nope. Okay. How about public comments?
Thank you, Chair. If any member on the webinar wishes to speak to this item, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. And I'm seeing none.
Okay, great. Now, would someone like to make a motion, please?
I could make a motion that we would approve the Buena Tierra signage with the CEQA notice of exemptions. Utilizing section 15311 for final approval.
Excellent. Can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by Cecilia. Any discussion?
Chair Branch, could we just have a verification, a clarification for its conceptual, preliminary, and final, because we didn't take action last time.
Oh,
so
yes.
You can revise that. Member DeGasis.
All right. I'll make a motion that we approve the 6021 Hollister Avenue
for
Buena Tierra signage for conceptual, preliminary, and final approval with CEQA notice of exemption utilizing section 15311.
Very good. And it was seconded by Cecilia. So can we get a roll call?
Member White.
Yes.
Member King.
Aye.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
And Chair Branch.
Yes. Thank you very much. Motion passes. Thank you. And, well, that's it. Any announcements by members or staff?
Chair Branch and members, I believe you all got a message from the city clerk that there will be a Brown Act training on June 1st. So just if you can, did I say the wrong date? June 1st is a Thursday. Is that correct, David? Here, let me look. I'm sorry, I'm using my memory instead of, yeah, June 1st is a Thursday.
Yes, I have June 1st as well.
Yeah. So if you could check that email for instructions, okay. And it's to be in the chambers, and there will be some food served. So it's an incentive for you to get here.
Okay. Thank you very much. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.